And welcome in to the 2016 debut of 3 Points with Perillo. Before I even get started, I'm going to apologize for the late start, the delay here. You know, you get 6 months to prepare for these things, and somehow the regular season still sneaks up on us. We weren't quite ready last week, but we are this week, and we're going to kick it off with the Miami Dolphins. You know, the first thing you look at with Miami here is Ryan Tannehill and the progress that the young quarterback has made in his work now with a new head coach, Adam Gase. This is a passing offense that looks to make some plays, looking to get the ball downfield a little bit more often. I think this is an opportunity for the Patriots defense to make some plays. I thought they were pretty good in the opener against Arizona, but I didn't think they maximized their chances to take the ball away the way they did all summer long. So I look at this as an opportunity. There's a lot of receivers that Miami has. Jarvis Landry, very dangerous in the slot. Devontae Parker, dangerous on the outside. This is a group that the Patriots are going to need to watch, and I think it's a group that they can pressure into making mistakes. I think if you get after Tannehill, he turns the ball over. That's how the Patriots defense needs to respond. I'm going to switch gears now and look at the Patriots offense. And to me, it all starts up front with that offensive line. I think that's going to be the case in most of these games, especially until Tom Brady comes back, the ability to protect Jimmy Garoppolo. I thought that patchwork group did a pretty good job against Arizona. There were some leaky spots at times, but I thought overall it was pretty good, and they're going to need to be even better because Miami, although not as strong defensively overall as the Cardinals, they're probably a little bit better at getting heat on the passer, especially up front. Cameron Wake did a lot of stuff in that opener, mostly on third down. Look for his workload to increase this week as he worked his way back from a torn Achilles. This is a defense that likes to apply pressure. They made life miserable on Russell Wilson in Seattle last week. The Patriots' offensive line, number one area of concern. My final point is really going to be more about off the field than on the field, and that's really the mindset, the mentality that the Patriots are going to bring to the field against Miami. Last week, a great season-opening win. Everybody felt great about themselves coming back across the country from Arizona in a spot that was very difficult for a young quarterback making his first start. Everybody feels great, but here's the thing. No one really expected them to win. Certainly nobody outside of that locker room here at Gillette Stadium. So now it's all different. Now the Patriots are expected to win. You're playing a division opponent that you've dominated here at Gillette Stadium. You have the home crowd and the home opener. This is a game that everybody expects the Patriots to win. So how do they handle that? Well, I think they do it pretty well because, number one, Bill Belichick is as good as anybody in getting his team focused and prepared for the task at hand. He talked about it all week. There's going to be some injury concerns here to worry about, but it really doesn't matter to me because I think the Patriots will be ready to go. I think Garoppolo is comfortable, and the Patriots come away with a 23-13 victory.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.